Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're talking about Josh Allen here. And when you have a guy like that,
it's Josh Bleepin' Allen.
He's a special player.
Yeah.
Not right now, he's not.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast, as well as listen to the podcast wherever you find your podcast. Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, you know the drill. Gentlemen.
For our own sanity, please like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
And your like does not mean you like what you saw on the football field.
The like is for us.
Yes. No, the like is for the sanity of wanting to know.
Sure.
More.
The subscribe is because you like us.
Yes.
Okay, the Bills lost to the Broncos. There's so much to discuss in this game. Ugly, gross, abysmal, drained, reeling. 5-5 for this Bills team. Mike, what we saw, the Bills didn't deserve to win this game.
No, they didn't. And, you know, a few weeks ago I said, maybe this is who they are. This is who they are.
Yeah.
This is who they are. They're 5-5. They're lucky to be 5-5. You have lost to the Patriots, the Jets,
the Jags,
and the Broncos. Yeah. Not the Jags. I'll give you the Jags. The Jags are likely going to be a playoff team. I'm talking about the Broncos, who earlier this year gave up 70. The Patriots, who've been horrendous against everybody else but beat the Bills. And Zach Wilson, everybody laughs at, and he always beats the Bills. Not always, but he's beaten the Bills. This team is not very good. They're 5-5, mediocre at best, bad at worst. That's who they are.
Dan, it's scary, though, because it's like, where is the bottom going to be?
I don't know, because they seem to keep finding a new bottom. And the worst part to me is, and we were just talking about it, this offense looks unrecognizable. This is not the offense. And I think, unfortunately, that's skewing our minds, maybe. Maybe that's part of this problem, is that we're sitting here going, they're like you said, Mike, mediocre at best. We're also holding, I don't know, because we saw them be so good. We saw them be elite. We saw them last year flash. We saw them 2 years ago get hot and go to the AFC Championship. Like, this just doesn't look like the same team.
No, it doesn't. And Josh Allen, we got to start with him. 4 total turnovers on the night for the offense, 3 of them coming from Josh Allen. I mean, his confidence, Mike, he looks broken.
He does. He looks broken. He looks like he has no confidence. I don't have any confidence in him right now. When they have the ball, when they got the ball late in that game, they had no confidence in Josh, or limited confidence. They ran the ball.
They ran
down
the ball. They ran it.
They ran it and got the touchdown.
I don't know if it's no confidence in Josh or no confidence in the passing game.
Yeah, but that's him.
And I know that's part of it. There's miscommunication, which we have talked about before.
Yeah.
They are not on the same page on these option routes or whatever they are. Josh is just, there are some bad throws, and then there are some throws that they're just on the right spot.
Yeah.
Like it's just, you see it all the time where it's a throw and you're going, okay, I'm filming on the sidelines. And I'm going, okay, where's it going to go? Like, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And somebody's breaking off the route short. Somebody's not going, you know, somebody should be going deep, or Josh thinks they're going deep. It's all of that.
And we're talking about, like, he's had this with Gabe Davis, who he's played with for what, 4 years? Like, these are the guys you should be connected with.
Yeah.
Look, I watch this game and I see Josh Allen making mistakes, bad decisions, bad throws. But I go back to, and I'm not talking about play calls for Ken Dorsey. I'm talking about what you instill in your players. You know, coaches will always say, I need to put my guys in the best spot to succeed. Yeah. Whatever they have done with Josh Allen, they have taken an elite quarterback and turned him into a guy who doesn't appear to have confidence in his own game, confidence in this team.
Well,
so it's not always the play calls. It's
Mentoring, the coaching.
Yes, the coaching, the instilling the
relationship.
Yes, all those things.
And we talked after the game how hurt is Josh Allen? How much is his shoulder affecting him? And we talked about mentally. I feel like that is the biggest hurdle for him. I feel like he also has no confidence in himself. And for so many moments for this Bills team over the years, it's been sit back, watch Josh do something amazing. Third down to move the chains. Allen is Superman. And tonight he had a couple of interceptions. He could have had another ball intercepted.
Oh, easily.
And
yeah.
It's just sometimes you watch him drop back and you're just like, how is this going to end? And Dan, it just is infuriating to see, because we talked earlier about, maybe it's not always play calling, but also it's the confidence factor and the lack of that that you see from him.
You know how I like comparisons?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, usually they're jokes.
Yeah.
Not really in the joking mood, but when I was on the sidelines, I was talking to some people and I said, we talked about Josh Allen used to be a Ferrari, right? It was this was a Ferrari. He's like a beat up Honda. Like he's a beat up Honda Accord that it scores. It gets you there sometimes. It gets you to your destination, but it's clunky when it gets there.
My God, it was my old Subaru.
It's your old Subaru. It's just not, again, what this is what I'm talking about, where it's unrecognizable. This used to be a high-powered, fast-paced offense. This is now, and let me say this. The Broncos offense stinks. They are a JV offense that ran about 4 to 5 plays. But at least they knew who they were. I saw Russell Wilson get up to the line and at least have control and an understanding and a concept of, hey, we're a really bad offense. It's really mediocre. But at least I know what I'm doing. I'm going to point this guy here, and we're going to do these kind of things. Josh gets up to the line, and it like you said, whether it's confidence, looks lost. It is deer in headlights, and nobody knows what they're doing.
I was going to ask you, because for us being on the sidelines, you get to really see up close like what Josh's eyes look like. And I feel like over the course of the season, you feel like because we've shot so many games, like you can tell when Allen's comfortable and control, on fire, all this stuff. And I feel like his eyes just keep getting bigger and bigger of like, what am I going to do? Where's it going to go from here?
The only time that there was energy, passion, fire from Allen was after the touchdown pass to Dalton Knox.
Dalton Kincaid.
That was a very fired up Josh Allen. That was after James Cook got back in the game. He was in James Cook's face, screaming, yelling at him in an encouraging way. There was no low positive. He was fired up. It was that Josh Allen that came to the sidelines after Kansas City screaming at his teammates in a good way, encouraging them. That was what I saw. I saw the same thing when Gabe Davis caught the 2-point conversion. There was no happy celebration and a dance. It was throw the football down, and it was letting out this frustration is what it felt like. This is a frustrated offense that is continuing to run their head into the wall, and then they get up and they run their head into the wall again.
I have a saying that my dad used to say to me, and it's not very PC in terms of like it swears, but he said, how many times were you gonna get hit in the face with a sack of shit until you start to smell something?
Ben, coming up with a good one.
I
think they have title for the pod.
I think they all smell it now. I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, I've said to you guys, we've talked about Josh is a unicorn.
Is that okay?
That's great.
Yes,
okay.
That's fine. Josh is a unicorn. You found a unicorn as a player, and they've turned him into, I'm just trying to think of they've just turned him into another guy.
Yeah,
you've turned Josh Allen into just a guy.
A jag?
Yeah, and we keep saying that his receivers are that way and all. But, that's one thing when you say this about the second or third wide receiver on the team. But we're talking about Josh Allen here. And when you have a guy like that.
It's Josh Bleepin' Allen.
He's a special player.
Yeah.
Not right now, he's not. Now he is lost. And
is
look,
he, dare I say, a liability?
He's not a total liability, because he can still make plays at any moment. But when he's in a game like this, where he's already turned it over 3 times, it's like, I think he's lost something.
It's a little bit back to the more than before. It's rookie Josh, where he makes the wow play, but there's no consistency, no execution. He made a throw to Gabe Davis in the third quarter.
That I went,
oh my God. It threaded the needle around 4 different people.
One I thought we were going to get. It was going to get picked.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next play, he misses the handoff to James Cook. I can't even tweet, oh my God, what a throw. That was insane.
Yeah.
And he makes a mistake.
I started to tweet. Maybe I actually did. I was going to say that, well, at least we know Josh isn't afraid to make a tight throw. Because we, Jenna and I both react like, boom.
We're like, catches.
I'm watching throw. He's rolling this way, and throwing that across his body. It's right in my line of sight. I'm like, well, that's going to be knocked down by that guy. That guy picked off by that guy. And Gabe catches it. And I went, that's the Josh Allen. That arm arrogance where it's like, I can make any throw.
But
there's few and far
his
between.
Turnovers have not been arm arrogance turnovers.
Nope.
They've been bad reads, bad decisions.
Yeah.
It's a guy who lacks confidence. And look, there's probably been four times during this year where we've talked about Ken Dorsey losing his job. And I tweeted it tonight. I don't necessarily think that solves everything with this team. But they need something to happen. And I don't know if Sean McDermott rule. It's a short week, and I know all this stuff, but I'm looking at this offense and going, I'm not going to say what difference would it make, but right now the offense is broken, and it's not all on Ken Dorsey. There's
correct.
No way it's all on him. Josh is making mistakes. Receivers are making mistakes.
Yeah. Receivers aren't getting
open. I just think the overall plan, but you hear Sean McDermott. Look, the pressure's on him. The pressure's on Sean.
Yeah.
I think he has more rope, certainly, than Ken Dorsey. He's the head coach. He's gotten them to the playoffs. He's done a lot of great things. But that rope's going to be short for everybody. And if Josh Allen doesn't play better, certainly the rest of this year, it all reflects on the head coach. Because
absolutely.
Look at it this way. Would it not be stunning if Ken Dorsey's the offensive coordinator next season?
It would be.
It'd be stunned.
Right. Something dramatic would have to change. I'm saying is, do they change it now?
I don't think it would be now. I think if it were to be the case, it would be maybe before the bye, but I don't know how drastic they would be right now. Knowing Sean and how loyal he can
Sean
be.
Sean was asked after the game if something drastic needs to be changed. And Sean said, I don't know. I need to think about this. I need to assess this because I'm pretty mad right now.
Yeah. That's why
what is it going to change? I agree. But Ken Dorsey sure feels like a dead man walking.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
like,
not,
you don't say, like, here we are being like, okay, well, is he going to be fired now? Or is he going to be fired at the bye? Or is he going to be fired? Like,
I can't imagine the scenario.
And that's the only thing I'm saying. And I said this before. Firing Ken Dorsey, does not solve the problems. I don't think
it doesn't solve all the problems, but it might at least spark. Change things.
It's a change.
And look,
and that's what I said. What did I say? Bring him down the sidelines. Change something.
Something.
We are getting hit with the bag of shit over and over again, and we're sitting there being like, roses,
smells.
Right?
Yeah.
It's roses. It's still this Bills offense. It's not. It's no longer fair to compare this team to what they did 2 years ago. It's different. It is a broken thing that they're trying to put back together.
You know what's really interesting? And you're right when we think about 2 years ago and all these different things, but even this year, we saw glimpses of at least a competent offense and a confident quarterback. Glimpses of that.
Correct.
This season. And it's gone. It's gone.
Feels like
all
it was
it
years ago. Yeah.
When the tough has gotten going with this team, they have folded.
They have.
The games where they were great, everything worked.
Yeah.
Okay? They got stopped the opening drive against the Raiders. They then scored every drive. They scored every drive against Miami.
And Washington handed them the ball nine times. Yeah.
But where was a game where they made adjustments and they said, hey, man, our fastball's not working. We don't have our A pitch tonight. Where's the other B pitch? You got to win sometimes with your C game. This Bills team has zero chance to win when they don't play their A game. They're not talented enough.
They're not
good enough.
Yeah, and by the way,
they used to be able to win with their C game. We'd go, hey, they didn't play well, but they got the win. Let's move on.
No style points.
That's what we said all last year.
They're not
that good.
And they won 13
games. Not that guy.
They are not that guy right now.
Oh,
it is disappointing.
Sucks.
I will say, Ken Dorsey tonight, I get the criticism, but there were a ton of drops
No. This is why I say this isn't the game where I'm blaming game plan. I'm blaming overall coaching of the player and his team. This is a team that goes out on the field. They used to walk out on the field like, we're scoring 30.
Yeah.
Keep up with us.
How long's it been?
44 days now.
44 days. So it'll be 50 days plus. And they ain't scoring 30 against the Jets.
No.
Unless Zach Wilson decides to turn it over 9 times. They're not scoring 30 points in that game because we know the way that's going to go. So it's going to be another week. Oh, and then they have Philly and Kansas City and
Chiefs.
Dallas.
Dallas. Well, the Chargers, but no. Yeah, that's true. It used to be like, oh, it'll be fine.
I will say this. You've been listening this long. You want some positives? Thought the defense played well.
Yeah.
I thought the defense fought hard and played well. But you also notice,
Mrs. Lincoln?
You also notice Sean McDermott's answers. I don't like hearing this from a head coach. I thought it was a little bit of a sense of my defense played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the problem. We turned it over four times.
When did I text you guys? When I said,
which time?
I texted you guys and said, man, this defense is really a problem.
Opening
drive. They fumble the ball. They hold them to a field goal. And I go, man, this defense, I can't believe they allowed a field goal. Like, what's the EPA for that? Like, this is
where I hear you.
And again, it sucks. I feel like the defense ran out of gas at the end. I think they were bailing water of a sinking ship the entire game, and they ran out of gas. It sucks. And you want to know what? We can talk about the field goal in a second, but I thought the defense, and again, the Broncos aren't anything explosive by any means.
No.
But again, they played well. They got stops. They finally got to a quarterback.
Yeah.
They forced a turnover. Again, this is held together. I've said it before, gum, tinfoil, and duct tape, and they were good enough to win the game again.
Yeah.
The defense was good enough to win.
By the way, is Taron Johnson just a magnet for every play at the end of the game?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And I did not like the call. I see why they threw the flag. He's running towards the receiver, but he does turn back to the ball. Certainly, to me, they could have let that one go.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was worthy of the call.
I agree.
But when you're a bad team, you need all of those breaks. They didn't get them. But the defense, I thought, fought hard. After all those turnovers, the defense deserved better than they got in this game.
I literally tweeted that. This defense deserves better.
Yeah.
And they're not perfect, but at the same point.
Special teams was bad.
Oh, my God.
Special teams was
bad
as well.
I'm so tired of hearing about this organization focuses on teams. Their special teams stink.
Well, even Sean McDermott brought it up a lot in the post-game press conference about the field position, where they were starting at, as well as the punts, some of those line drive punts.
What happened to Sam Martin? He can't kick anymore. I said he punts like he's part of the offense. I mean, seriously, he can't kick.
Shout out Reed Ferguson for laying
a hit.
I was just saying,
laid him out.
Honestly, it was nice to see the juice and some energy.
But the special teams, their coverage was terrible in this game. That kid's stud, returner. But their coverages were terrible. But let's go to the end of the game. I mean, we could be talking about all this nonsense, and they're 6-4, and they win.
Could have been
the game.
Like a Giants win type.
They
of thing.
Lost the game with 12 men on the field. When the guy choked away on a field goal. And I don't know what Peyton was thinking. Rushing his, causing his own panic for his special teams. And he gets away with it because the Bills, special teams, we worry about teams. Everything's about teams. One-third of the plays.
One-third of the game.
Yeah, it was one-third plus one extra guy at the end. 12 guys on the field. Could you believe that? That's how you
lose a game? No, I could. That's the thing. I could.
Rex Ridiculous. Would have had 10.
Yes. Well, 10 you can get away
with. Yeah, that's true.
Right, would have missed
fair.
It. Rex would have had 10.
Well, that's fair. That was brutal.
That's
just
good to go.
Yeah, it's a
thanks.
Long.
Yeah. We appreciate
just,
it. Thank
we're
you.
We're just yakking away.
Away.
These guys are working hard.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Honestly, though, I wasn't surprised at the end. I was like, of course.
And there's no explanation.
Of course.
I appreciate Tyler Medikavich kind of speaking up for special teams, but asking him over and over again. It's like, we practiced it. We practiced it all week. Sean McDermott said they thought this was a possibility of something that can happen. It's the sudden run on the field.
Well, they know. There's one guy. They know who it is. Whoever it is to blame, they should have been better. They should have anticipated it. It's either going to be a timeout and you're going to walk out there or be ready. They didn't anticipate it.
You asked Medikavich, when did you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, when I saw the flag.
Yeah, he's out on the field going.
He goes, there's nothing else that it could be.
Yeah.
He goes, there's no other flag that's there.
Yeah.
Like you said, and he's like.
But it's not like he's running on the field looking around going, oh, you know, in the punt, sometimes they'll count, but they don't do it there. That's an embarrassment. Sean McDermott should be embarrassed. This whole team should be embarrassed. The whole organization. Smiley, the special teams coach. It's on everybody.
Yeah.
You lost a game with all your problems because you had an extra man. Maybe they should try an extra man on offense.
The luck coordinator, I thought was funny when James Cook dribbled the ball down the field. We were looking at, right? Okay, so it's a joke that everybody's talking about analytics that the Bills have just had bad luck. Man. Yeah, and you want to know what? Another ball bounces off Gabe Davis. It's intercepted.
Yeah.
James Cook's trying to get an extra half yard and fumbles it. Like, yeah, some of that. James Cook was dribbling the football at midfield.
And by the way,
he already fumbled it.
I don't have any problem with them benching James Cook and
bringing
him back. First of all, Latavius Murray was really good.
Actually,
he dropped a pass, ran hard.
Who didn't?
Their run game was better than their passing game. They outrushed.
Yes.
They did. They ran for more than they threw
for
in this game.
That's how bad Josh was.
That's And at the end when they needed the touchdown, they won't.
They ran the ball.
Yeah.
Booze. What other nonsense?
Boos.
Oh, people were booing. Dan, you're on the field. They were booing, right?
They booed on the third offensive snap because the first one was the fumble. The second one was an incompletion. The third one was a hold.
And then
there was boos.
Yeah. And they booed at halftime.
Yeah. Yes, they booed at halftime. Also, can we just talk about that? Tyler Johnson got a handoff today.
Yeah. At least one. Did he get
it? It was that opening drive.
Yeah, it
unbelievable.
Was.
He all of a sudden they pitch it to some guy and I'm filming. I'm going, who the hell's 26?
You know what? They said
and they go, Tyler Johnson. Ty Johnson. I go, Ty Johnson's getting the football.
You know what they said? They said, we're gonna put James Cook on the bench. And then they looked over and said, I don't think he's bothered enough by it. Get Ty out there. And he's gonna realize.
Rub it in.
Yeah.
That was bad. We literally were like, who the hell's that? Yeah, that was they sent a message with that.
Yeah, and then look, he ran hard, all those things. Honestly, I think right now in this game, the running game, I guess you could say kind of kept him in it a little bit. Certainly got him the touchdown to go ahead. But they have Josh Allen. And Stephon Diggs invisible in the game.
That's what I thought of. I was like, everybody's tweeting me. Oh, I bet Dan hates this running game. That's great. This is great. But you also want to have Josh Allen be Josh Allen on top of it. This is supposed to be the, hey, you guys know this? Complimentary football? You guys ever heard of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it, but.
Uncomplimentary. Is that how you would say that? Not just bad.
Discomplimentary.
Discomplimentary.
I like that better. Oh, okay. Dejected and drained Josh Allen post-game.
No question.
He was a little bit more. Feisty is too strong, but he was a little bit more pissed off, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Today?
Well, he was more annoyed, I would say, at the questions that he had to get.
First of all, the questions were fair.
They were fair.
I'm sorry. Josh got to answer the questions. Just stand up and answer the questions.
Mitch Morris was great about
that. Mitch Morris was a pro, and he stood there.
Consummate
and I know Josh
pro.
Is down and all those things. Stand up and answer the questions. You lead this team. You played lousy. This isn't like the Jets game where he came in and said, I sucked, I cost us the game.
Yeah.
He walked in there with his head down like he was done. And I know he should be. He's going to be down at the end of the game.
He was still in his full pads.
That's what he
pretty
does
pretty much
now.
What after
which
after the locker room.
That's been
when the
status.
The was pretty much closed, he was still
that's
in
been
pads.
Status quo, though, these last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What was the locker room like? What was the vibe?
Deion was upset.
Yes.
By the way, he was talking. He answered the questions. You know, tried to explain as best he could. You know, we understand this. It's hard for these guys to explain. What do you want them to say? Sometimes they're not going to criticize a teammate. That's not cool. They try to be honest. They take the blame on themselves. We got to be better. But I heard emotion in Deion's voice when he was talking about what was going on.
And what I also heard too was this was a team that had a players only offensive meeting. And they said they cost themselves games. That was what the vibe was when they left Cincinnati, right? We thought we could have won that game. We cost ourselves it. And Deion's like, we had 12 guys on the field.
Yeah.
That cost us a game.
Yeah.
And we turned the ball over 4 times. That cost us the game.
I literally said the Bills, their identity is shooting themselves in the foot.
Yes.
And someone tweeted back at me, they don't have a foot left.
Yeah. They said, we're going to have a team meeting that we are costing ourselves the games. And then they held their own beer and went out and played this game and turned it over 4 times. This just stinks. There's 7 games left in this season. Yes, I think if the schedule wasn't what it is,
I agree.
The rest of the way, you might feel a little differently. But the sad thing is the AFC, I still think, is wide open. And the Bills right now look like a team that's going to be sitting home in January unless something drastic changes. And I don't know what's going to change.
I have
seen a lot of bad football in Buffalo. You guys have been kind of fortunate in what you've seen here.
Yeah.
This stinks. They have too good of a quarterback to play like they're playing. But I don't know if they have too good of a team. I think this team is...
Well, and then you start to think about the repercussions of this season and what things will look like in the off season and all of that. And that looks a lot closer than if they were to be a team that's vying for the playoffs.
We've hit the panic button. We're approaching crisis mode, or like organizationally.
Yeah. Because you got to get Josh Allen back this year. You got to get him back to being
Josh
Allen.
You're paying him $250 million.
It's a lot of money.
Look at this. Well, all we pay Jenna, we expect a lot out of her.
We're the last ones here.
I'm not shocked.
We always, Buffalo Plus always closes the place.
What time is it?
Oh, shout out.
Oh, it's 1:23.
Shout out Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out
if
Andrew.
If you're still watching, he came to say hello beforehand, works here with the Bills.
Buffalo from Albany Plus area.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shenandoah, rival high school. But.
Yeah.
They no, we appreciate
you guys
it.
All the time. Didn't
oh,
they?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
they're a force.
They wiped the floor. This,
well, it's nice. Thank you for coming up and talking to us. We appreciate
we
it.
We always appreciate it.
The one bright spot of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the list, but we hit on everything.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not great. Short week ahead. Jets will be here on Sunday.
Zach Wilson, baby. Can't wait.
What a shootout this is going to be.
I'm really excited to be on the field for this one.
By the way, this is a 4:25 game. They're not bringing Nance and Romo for this one, are they?
I can't imagine.
No. Oh, no way, Jim. I'm not coming.
All right. Please be sure to like, comment what you think needs to change or what you have seen or what you expect.
Therapy. Is there anything that doesn't need to change?
Yeah. Maybe what do you want to get off your chest?
Yeah.
Drop it in the comment section. Please be sure to like, comment, subscribe to the podcast. We always appreciate it. Remind everyone, you can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you find your podcasts. For Mike Catalana and Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. Thank you for watching the Buffalo Plus channel. We do appreciate it.